Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart, another time of talking from the heart. I love God and I love how He moves by His Spirit. It always amazes me every time the Lord takes another step or gives more information or gives you the next thing to do. I notice the wisdom in it. The problems that it's designed to solve. You know, I thought that just a few moments ago how, as I prepared to do this broadcast for the website, the Lord, when every person He makes is designed to solve a problem and promote His will in the earth. Remember though, the joy of the Lord is in active ministry. When you do it the way God gives, and when you do it by according to the motive of love, His love, there's a joy that just rises from the inside. And the more you obey God, doing His will on purpose with His intent, your intent becomes His intent. You're watching Him, your eyes single. What He's doing, you're doing. You representing Him, and you see the wisdom in His word, and this becomes your choice. All right, every time you choose God's word and you act on it, it brings what He put in you alive, and you become more of you, the person God made. Not the fears, not the things you collected in this world, such as fear, doubt, rebellion, unbelief, things that take away from you. You become enhanced to the point that you're going to meet yourself one day. I know that sounds weird, but that's the way it is. You're going to see what God is doing in you, and it's wonderful. It's awesome. The more I learn of Him, the more I become the person I really want to be. And the Lord gives us different abilities. All those abilities are enhanced. So whatever you choose to do in the work field, as you grow in the Lord, you also grow in every way. And you become better at whatever it is you do. You know, the way I noticed that the way the Lord made me, I can put things together in my mind. I like to know how things work. When I was a child, I wanted to know how things got to this point. Why do men do things the way that they do them? These desires to know this was in me. And I didn't know that I would be a natural mechanic. One man said, mechanics aren't just taught, they're born. I believe that. My mama said when I was very young, if a tractor went down the street, I watched that thing till it went out of sight. I was fascinated with machinery. I didn't know why, but I like to know how things work, what makes them tick. I'm the kid that used to, if one of my toys broke, I'd take it apart and figure out how to fix it. And it's the same thing with ministry. There were things the Lord brought to me because He knew I had the curiosity for it. I wanted to know why things were the way they were. And as a child, I used to ask all the adults all kind of questions. Why do the plane fly? What holds it up? And man, and most of the time they didn't know. Whatever they knew, they'd tell me. And I used to aggravate them with my questions. You know, Miss Fowler used to go out to hang her clothes, and I'd wait on her. I asked everybody in the house my questions, and then when I saw her come outside, I'd go and ask her a heap of questions. And I'd be looking to see if she coming out there. She'd be looking to see if I was looking. She told me that just when I was older. But, you know, that curiosity came from God. So when I learned about the Holy Spirit, I started asking Him my questions. and how things form. You know, that's why in ministry I look for the details that make things. Why not fix the problem and live a better life? That's my philosophy. That's why I do it. I like simple. I like to get to the root of the problem, fix it, and let's go on with something else. It's the same thing with cars. All of my customers, as they bring their car, they bring it for whatever broke, but then I advise them what to fix next to keep it from going bad. And the people that listen, they drive their cars for years without having major trouble. You can avoid major trouble. Well, it's the same thing with God's word. It's preparing you to avoid the dips and ditches of the devil. It's there to help you navigate this life, overcome Satan, overcome contrary people, love them anyway, and win their souls, and advance the kingdom. All at the same time, as you live the light, all this stuff happens. And when the enemy is aggravating, you just tell him to shut up, move aside, and then do what God gave you to do. And you give people a better way of life by doing what you do. When you succeed, other people succeed. And here's why. It's just like Henry Ford. He was making cars. He came up with a good one. And he had such a passion for building that company and making a car. He made it affordable. All right, when he did that, he raised the standard. So all his competition had to do the same thing. Now, everybody has creative ability somewhere, some form, somehow. And they wanted to be the next great company, so they were in competition with Henry Ford. And Henry Ford loved people. And in order to build a business, you have to be a businessman. He was a very wise businessman. So he made his cars affordable. And then they had to make their cars affordable and better than his. This is how things that, when David killed Goliath, most of the soldiers of Israel was a much better warrior than him. They just didn't have courage because they didn't spend time with the Lord like David did. David was not the best fighter out there. Joab was. Anyway, but he had the courage and he had the anointing to be king. When he went and killed Goliath, then the Philistines ran and the armies of Israel went behind him and killed him and scattered him. Somebody has to live the light. Somebody has to get off the fence and do what's right in the sight of everybody. And it changes everything. And people are going to do it for all kind of reasons, but good things will still happen. When you do it God's way, you show people a better way to do it that they didn't know before. They see it. They sense it. They wish they was in charge. And some people say, well, that's just a wiser way of doing it. I guess I'll do it too. And then as they look to the Lord, all their creative abilities will be enhanced. See, some of the things that we enjoy came from other companies' competition. And it was good for mankind. One man's not going to do everything. God has millions of people out there. Billions of people. Billions of people out there. And they need things. And they're going to, because of what others have done, it inspired them to do something even better. Or go forward with their own ideas and start something new. And then somebody else is going to see it and do it better. That's how it works. That's why America is so strong. They started with the love of God. And they overcame their obstacles. Because people truly love God. That's why we have overcome so many obstacles. And our creative ability became the top of the world. Because when you add light to something, hear me good. When you receive God's wisdom and the light of his love and the truth of his holiness, purity, when you do things with pure motives, heartfelt love, it enhances the creative abilities in you, and you will meet yourself. See, ministry is designed to represent the heart of God. And when people do things for when they do the right thing for the wrong reason, there's an element of confusion in it. See, when we purge out the things that don't work, then we're free. You know, one scripture says, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. And that's very important to do, because you can't run a race with weights on you. When you lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you, it helps you to go forward. It helps you to see what you normally couldn't see. It helps you to do what you normally couldn't do. And did you know that the evil way makes you sick? It slows you down. It's a problem. It's a problem you don't have to have. We need God's best. We need the life of God in us. It's even a reward. The more we learn of him, the better we can run our race. And our race is not against others, it's against time. When there's no competition. When you know, whoever do something wise, I look at it this way. And they do something better, I thank God for it. Somebody won. The devil couldn't stop them. That's how I see them. That's a creation of God. Even if they're not saved, they're still a creation of God. And I want them to win their race. I want them to win their fight. I want them to kill their Goliath. It doesn't matter if they look better than me. In fact, you know, now Satan wanted to be preeminent. I don't believe in being preeminent. I believe in being progressive. And there's a difference. I believe in being all I can be in the Lord. As long as I'm doing my best, I'm happy. And Also, I enjoy the process of life. I thank God for the whole process of life. Everything that he's given me the ability to do and perform. And I thank God for others. And it's better for me. It's easier for me if other people are further along. I don't mind. I welcome that, because it helps me to do what I do faster and better. I want people, I put it this way on the radio. I said, I want to do all that's in God's heart, and I hope everybody else do much better than me. Why? Because then God will have a stronger body. I'm not the body by myself. But when people are lagging behind, they're slowing everybody down. Progress is not being made as fast. Now, people are running out of time. And we got to win them while they still breathe. A man without Jesus is half dead. When he stops breathing, he goes to a terrible destiny if he's not saved. And even if he is saved, if he's not progressive, then there's still a loss, not of his soul, but of those that he could be winning. But when people live a healthy life and they push through and they go forward, they don't let the devil stop them. That's very important for the world to see. That's the only way they'll meet God. They have to see him in you. Everybody has an audience. The people you're around every day. You go to the funeral, any funeral of a honest person, a person that cared about everybody, a person that did what was true and fair and kind. You go to that funeral, a lot of people stop what they're doing and go to that funeral. Now, they don't do that when people are wicked. You know, when they don't, they'll go because they cared about you. But you go to any funeral, if the outstanding people have people standing outside of that funeral because they lived a life that was an impact for people. And remember, ministry don't have to be concealed in four walls to be legitimate. What legitimizes a true ministry is your love. Your active love. Active love towards others. Your honesty. The way you conduct yourself. The way, you know. And now, I'm like this. I'm not trying to put on a show, so to speak. I'm trying to truly live. And the bonus of it is people will see what's right and they'll make a choice of their own free will to seek God out. If I can live right, if I win in life, they don't need to see me lose in life. So it's important that I kill my Goliaths in the land. All of my challenges, everything that's bigger than me, that's a problem. I have to solve it biblically. If I can solve my problems biblically, I will kill my Goliaths and they will never arise against me again. If I drive out the Canaanites of my heart, God gave me this brand new heart, and I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to fill it with God's word. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to receive the wisdom I haven't received yet. I'm going to speak my destiny by my faith. I'm going to speak life into every aspect of my destiny. Not because I'm trying to show off. Not because I'm trying to do like Lucifer and be God's best. I want to do my purpose. I'm going to do the things God anointed me for. Now, other people will solve problems that they're anointed to do, to solve. I'm anointed to show people, get people to go back to following God. I'm anointed as an apostle, and God sent me to his people. And I do, you know, my strongest ministry is to people who love God. People who want to know him. That's what he gave me, so that's what I can deliver. I have an anointing for it. But when people get out of the element of their anointing, it's not the same. You have to follow God. Only God can guide you to where you'll do the most good. And with time running out, he will, and he'll do it quick. He will prepare you. Some of the things he's going to teach you is not just for you. It's so that you can be faithful and take it where it needs to be taken. And he will prepare you ahead of time. All we have to do, the more we love people, the more we cooperate. The more we cooperate, the more God can use us. And the more God can use us, the more people going to live. It's real easy to understand. It's not hard. And he's preparing you for the people you will meet, and you'll be ready to say what's necessary. And you'll say what's necessary. You'll do what's necessary. And they'll look at you like you're crazy. Some of them will anyway. But what you did got in their heart. And then they'll consider it. And then they'll act on it. And the next thing you know, they're doing what you're doing. You're going to puzzle people doing what God say do. And that's how the enemy get people off track. They try to dress it. They try to run their ministry with impure motives. Motives that will make them look good. With preeminent motives. That's what I wanted to say. And you can't run a ministry with preeminent motives like Lucifer, like Satan. It would suffocate your ministry every time. It will stifle it. Even if it can't shut it down, it will slow it down. And then people who won't pick up the pace. The Lord said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset you. It's easy for weights and sins to beset your ministry. A sin is something is when you're in active disobedience against God on purpose. If you're choosing sin, then you're doing it on purpose. People don't accidentally sin. They make a choice. They may be too weak to make a good one. And even if you're very weak, the Lord will always make a way of escape for you. But you have to run when he do. Just like the words say, flee youthful lust. There's nothing wrong with running so you can get stronger and fight. It's better to run than sin. And when you're surprised with something and you're not ready, you didn't prepare for it, run. Just run. At least you did right. Because when you get a sin, that's not you. That's not for you. It's not part of who God made you to be. Sin is not even supposed to be in the equation for you. And with sin, you can't be who God made you to be. It's going to slow you down. It's going to slow down your natural desires, your natural abilities, the way you work. It's going to hinder you. It's going to be a problem. And it can, and sin can attach you to people that's wicked. Lay aside every weight. Old thoughts, deception, thinking that won't help you. Preeminence, weights, false desires, weights, luggage, baggage, depression. You don't need that. They may not be on purpose sins that you do for fun on purpose, but they're slowing you down. Conquer it. If you got a problem, just conquer it. The word says we're more than a conqueror. Conquer it. Conquer it. You got all the weapons. Learn to use them. Now, when you join the military, they're going to give you the weapons you need. But you got to learn to use them if you want to live and do your purpose. And come back home and live without war. You got to win first. Or the war going to last a very long time. It's going to be a long misery. If you don't go on and kill those enemies, be through it. And fight them till they're friends. That's how you win a war. America fought the Japanese till they became friends. And they have never been a problem, they've been a blessing. They were wrong to start the war, and we were wrong to provoke them. I mean, it's just, wars start because of the enemy, the misunderstanding, bad perceptions, fear. You go and kill them, you stop it. You have to kill. You're not killing people, you're killing problems. You have to kill them, you just conquer it. Just look at it the way it is. Look at it for what it is. It's just the devil that want to be something that he ain't. Just like Lucifer. Preeminence caused him to be a devil because he wanted to be something that he was not and couldn't be. You can't take something that belongs to somebody else and it's right. Preeminence. I don't have a right to put myself ahead of somebody that God has put in place. There are other ministries much further along. Good for them. In fact, I've been blessed by many ministries. I thank God for them. You know, Kenneth Copeland said things, key things that blessed my life. Kenneth Hagin said key things that blessed my life. My pastor said key things that blessed my life. When the Lord tell me hard things, he confirms it. He don't even know it. He's just obeying God. I'm so glad that they're there. I can stay. It helps me stay on track. See, ministry should be balanced. A balanced ministry can do works that others can't do. When you have that, when you know the word says, narrow is the way to life. Broad is the way to destruction. And it is. It's easy to get off track if you're not watching. So when the Lord is moving by His Spirit, I want to move with Him. When it's time for me to learn something new and go forward, I want to walk with Him. I don't want to go backwards. I want to do what I should do. And that way, if I stay balanced, I keep following God on that narrow path. If I go on a tangent, then it's going to be a weight to me. It's going to slow me down from the progress that I could be making. See, in order to get where you're going, take advantage of time. Kill the problems you got. If you got the wrong opinions, attitudes, frustrate, if you're always frustrated, if you're always frustrated in life and people aggravate you everywhere you go, there are some weights that you got to kill. The Word of God will expose everything for what it is. Your love towards others will help you see the problem and find the problem. And then you'll speak life into your destiny and you'll speak death against that problem. There's nothing wrong with you saying, I hate that sin. If it's a sin, say you hate it. Start saying you hate it. Every time you feel tempted on the inside, say you hate it. I do it all the time. And even things that I've conquered, I still say I hate it. I hate lust. I hate greed. I hate pride. I hate it. And then when I see people doing it, I have to say, well, I love them. I don't want to get mad at them because I hate the sin they're doing. I don't hate the homosexual. I hate his sin. That's going to kill him. My thoughts are, how am I going to get him out of trouble? What can I say? What can I do to inspire this joker to quit letting the devil beat him up like that? I know there's a devil attached to it that tempt him into this. Whenever you see people open to sin, a devil's attached to that life. And they're not free. So, they're not going to be able to make all the judgments they need to make. And if they agree with it, they're going to die that way. When they figure out it ain't working for them, most of the time when that happens, they're in some kind of stronghold, and the enemy don't want to turn loose, and he start pushing their buttons and bullying them into that lifestyle. If he's stronger than you and he got you deceived in some form of deception, and your will have gotten weaker, he's going to aggravate you. Then he'll act like everything's all right as long as you agree with him. But when you start trying to seek the Lord, yeah, he'll bring people out the bushes against you to aggravate your life, to bully you into something, make you feel ashamed of yourself. If you're in sin and you want out, ask the Lord to help you out. If you made false choices, everybody made embarrassing choices. If it embarrasses you, don't fall for that either. Just go forward. You are God's creation. You have a right to live like everybody else. And Jesus made a way for you to do it. But the thing of it is, Jesus ain't dead. He got up. And we got up with him. We have a right to live. We have a right to change our opinions and our destiny. And you can kill preeminence. You don't have to be preeminent. That's what slows most ministries down. They saw other people do it and they never fought it. They accepted it as normal. And they thought it was wisdom. But that's the deadly. That's one of the deadliest parts of their ministry. That's the death of their ministry, ultimately. Because God rejects pride. He's not going to marry pride. And you need the Lord to fulfill the ministry. The work that he put in you, he's going to help you do it. But you got to do it right. God can't sanction something that's not right. That's why the enemy tried to get us off track. That's why he tried in overtime to kill our destiny through his ways. He's giving you his ways. He's making it look luxurious. You know, luxury is a lie if you without God. If you win a lottery, you got so much money, you didn't get it on merit. And if I did win a lottery or something like that, or got a lot of money, I'd try to do something that get an education still so I can serve man. In fact, if you get an inheritance, anything, an inheritance, a lot of money, pray and ask the Lord how to use it right. That's you know, that's progressive, not preeminence. Now we're out of time, but the Lord is not. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is.